This podcast is brought to you by Podcast Nation.
The Vietnam War, it's over.
Your job's just begun.
A new HBO original limited series.
Welcome to the world of spycraft.
Strap in.
From executive producers Park Chan-wook and Robert Downey Jr.
What are you concealing?
Based on the Pulitzer Prize-winning novel by Viet Thanh Nguyen.
What if I told you that I was a communist spy?
How did you become this?
The Sympathizer, streaming April 14th on Max. Subscription required.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This is Behind the Rose, where Bachelor Nation meets country music and everything in between. Here's your host, Blake Horseman.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Behind the Rose podcast. I'm your host, Blake Horseman, here with my buddy, as usual, Eric Bradley. And today, we don't have a special guest. It is just us. Eddie. Eddie's our special guest.
I believe our special guest just got in a fight with the sidewalk.
Looks like he just got... Oh.
From the story I heard earlier,
yeah,
you got in a fight with your competing afternoon drive time guy.
No, I should blame it.
You have witnesses from yesterday's Michael Ray show, right?
Yeah, that's it.
We pull up So sometimes Eddie puts filters on his Zoom, right? So he lets us into the meeting room, and Eddie guys is bleeding. His whole nose is bleeding. His lip is bleeding. He's got rubber on his eye. Eddie, you tell the story.
It's
rough,
hell?
Guys. It's rough.
I'm trying to squeeze in a quick lunch or a quick dinner before we record tonight. And I live in like a downtown-ish area in a high rise. So I walk over to Jason's Deli and I see it's 8:15 and we're going to record. So I start walking back, and the sidewalk was one of those, you know, where it like sticks up like an inch, you know, the expansion where it's, and my toe gets caught on it and I start falling. And when I was like 12, I fell off a sawhorse, if you can imagine, and I stuck my arm out to catch myself and snapped it right in half. So since 12 years old, I'm like, if you fall, just bring your arms in. Don't break a bone. Don't break a bone. Mm-hmm. So I opted to absorb the impact with my face.
and you sure fucking did.
Dude, it worked. I was spitting gravel all the way home.
Your lip looks rough. That looks like the most painful.
It drug my lip along the sidewalk.
I can't wait for this video tomorrow.
Oh my God.
And busted up my hand. That's not...
Oh, I thought maybe you did get in a fight when you raised your arm. I was like, maybe you did get in a fight.
Yeah, if I was left-handed, they might believe it. So busted that up. And then like one of my newer pairs of jeans, it just ripped the knee out of it. Just scraped it. And now that the adrenaline's worn off, my knee hurts like hell.
I fucking bet it does.
So that's what I was just telling you guys when we first started. I was like, wait, I think I broke my thumb. Because once it starts wearing off.
Yeah, the adrenaline,
And of course, I live in this busy neighborhood. It's dinner time.
Did people see you? Did anybody help you up? Like, yeah. They just laugh at you? Like,
well, there was a guy in front of me. He stopped and looked at me. But you know how you are when you do that. You know, it's like when you kind of trip and you're like, oh, I'm okay.
Yeah, I'm okay. I'm okay. Yeah,
but totally. When you get up, your nose is broken and your face has been.
Just for the record, don't blow your nose just in case, Eddie.
Yeah. I did that. Broke my nose, blew my...
Because then it's all going to go right to your eyes.
That's what I did. I broke my nose and I blew it and all the pressure went into my eyes and I couldn't see.
The good news is it feels like all surface pain. It's just everything stings. Nothing hurts deep. So I don't think I'm...
You might want to go to the fucking honestly get...
But you're a little older, Eddie. We might be a little concerned about you.
Well, hell, at least I didn't break a hip.
Yeah.
So I'm walking back and I live like in an area where the beautiful people live. And... I swear I was like the elephant man. Don't look at me. As I was coming home, I, you know, people were crossing to the other side of the street with their children. Like, oh my God, what happened?
Kids, don't do drugs.
I seriously
look like a meth head that's just picking them out of himself.
Yeah, that's exactly Popper's last fucking stash.
I look like I just got the hell beat out of
you
me.
You do. That's exactly what it looks like.
And so I couldn't come up my elevator. Because I just know I'm going to get, you know, some cute 25-year-old. She's going to be like, oh, hi, ah, and run. So I had to stop at my car and get some Jimmy John's napkins to mop up.
And they're all bloody. They're all bloody. It's brutal, man. Yeah, you need to get some bandages and some peroxide. Make sure the shit doesn't get infected.
It looks worse than it is.
Sorry, it's going for sure. It's going to scab
it's
over.
It's going to have character tomorrow. So.
Oh yeah, wait, right. When this lip scabs, yeah,
it's going to look like the herp, like I right said. There. Yeah. Oh man.
And I call Eric because I think we're going to be late. And I'm like, dude, I'm going to be a little bit late. I just tripped on the sidewalk and drug my face on the sidewalk, and he will not stop howling, laughing, and. I'm like, no, wait till you see it.
I'm having a hard time keeping composure right now still.
It just looks so painful. Like right away, I was like, oh my God.
I know. And Blake didn't know. I called Eric and told him, and he just.
My eyes, as soon as it opened, I was like.
When Eric gets when Eric gets really tickled and he gets it, he laugh. It, oh my God. And he would not. He's like. Seriously, dude. And then I start the Zoom, and Blake gets on, and he looks like he's seen a monster. He's like,
I was worried for you. What? I was like, at first I thought it was a filter. Maybe I was thought it was a filter.
Yeah, it's like no, that's Halloween real. Filters are
yeah,
out.
Exactly. Like some kind of like
Eric was saying he was out at Target today, and they're already you know putting out all the pumpkin spice stuff. So maybe the Halloween filter is
there
out.
There you go. The Halloween now. Brutal. That's what it looks like, dude, man. Rough. Well, I'm glad you're okay. Like, I'm glad.
Me too. I mean, honestly.
I mean, you don't have a concussion or busted bones.
Hey, thanks for showing up to work here tonight.
Ooh, nice raspberry on the knee. Ouch.
So I knew that was going to be good because it hurts like hell.
It was rough, man. But I'm surprised that me and Eric don't look like that after this weekend. To be honest.
I know, right? You guys have a crazy weekend. But I honestly, as bad as I look, all I can think is, wow, it's a giant scrape and probably a black eye. And
maybe not.
Nothing feels broken. So, yeah. You know, and like Eric
all in
says,
all, not too bad.
At my age, you know, people die from a broken hip.
Like Chris Rock said, man, just pour some Tussin on it and you'll be fine.
But now, I can, as I'm talking, I can feel the bottom lip fattening up and getting in the way of my talking. So I'll be talking like this by the end of the show.
We'll be right back.
It's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Well, yeah, I mean, me and you had a calm weekend, and me and Eric fucking had a crazy weekend, and you look way worse than us.
I know.
This is Monday or Eddie's Wednesday look.
Wednesday look,
yeah,
like Blake's Monday voice.
Yeah, my Monday voice. Oh man, but yeah, me and Eric were down at Faster Horses Music Fest this last weekend, and
the
it
best
did not
music festival, country
disappoint.
Festival. You can go to.
It did not disappoint. Highly recommend going to Faster Horses. But you have to be like ready for what you're getting yourself into. Like they said there are 44,000 people there, guys. It's insane.
It looked like a hell of a lot more standing on that stage.
Yeah. The way the crowd was reacting to
you
anything.
Would think it was
everything,
90,000
literally
people
everything
screaming.
You could do on stage. Everything on stage, and they will react to it, and they will fucking like go nuts.
They knew every word to every song of every artist for 3 days straight.
Yeah, it was very impressive. I've never been to Michigan. That was my first time in Michigan, and you guys are great. A lot. I love hate Michigan because I'm still struggling a little bit, but What a weekend, man. What a weekend. We were on stage for some of the best acts in country music, and it was so fun to watch.
And the after party. Holy shit.
After party, man. I just threw up a post today. I can't even explain the energy in that room, in that tent.
It was like the main festival.
Yeah.
Same energy, just carried over 400 yards.
Put it this way. Yeah, that's a good. So put it this way. I just went and saw Aoki here at All-Star Weekend. It was the same energy that people came out for Aoki, that people came out for Silver and I at that after party in Faster Horses. It was insane. Like same. It was crazy. I did my first ever crowd surf. So that was fun. I haven't gotten that video from you yet, by the way.
I sent it to you.
No, I wasn't in that group.
No. I sent it to you separately.
In text?
Uh-huh.
I'll have to look. Yeah. But that was fun as hell. I did my first fucking crowd surf.
I took my shirt off, swung it around like a helicopter.
Guys, I got Eric out of his sweater.
It was Silver.
Yeah, you're right.
He's DJing.
And it was not even my idea. It was yours. You were like, hey.
I looked at you. The song came on. I was like, Blake, get ready.
You were like, should I do it? I was like, fuck yeah, hold on. I was like, hold on. Yeah. Got him to spin his sweatshirt around his head. But yeah, it was amazing, guys. Highly, highly recommend a little Faster Horses if you ever make it out that way. But be prepared. Like I said, there were some deaths,
horrible instances.
Some very, very unfortunate situations happened.
And people, when you go to a festival, fucking hydrate, please.
Hydrate.
Bless you fans that stand in those first like 20 rows for 8 hours, 9 hours. Make sure you have water, Camelback, something with some water.
Because it does get hot as hell out there and it gets dangerous, a lot of body heat.
I mean, it seemed like every 10, 15 minutes you'd see like medical carts taking people off with an IV hooked onto them for dehydration. Mm-hmm. Like,
yeah, it's a lot. So be prepared. If you're going to make a festival like that, be prepared. But yeah, hopefully, I mean, we're going next year for sure. So hopefully we see you guys out there. Cause it's well worth going to the bumfuck Egypt, Michigan for that party.
It's only an hour outside of Detroit. Wasn't too.
No, but it is in the middle of nowhere. Like I had to go back to Jackson to even find a Target, which was like 40 minutes. What else?
Also, Eddie, you hit a show last night. One of our good friends, Michael Ray.
Michael Ray, got to spend a little time with him before the show. It was always good to see him.
Funny story about Michael Ray we learned this weekend is that he steals dogs.
He steals dogs?
Oh. Yeah, he stole. Silver's told us a story. They were at some festival and there was a dog adoption going on. And Silver's little boy, Wake, who is like the cutest little thing ever, was like, mommy, dog, we take dog home. So they go back and talk to Silver. They're going back to the adoption tent to adopt this dog and it's gone. So they leave with like, Wake is crying. They go to Michael's bus and he looks at DJ Silver and he's like, that's the doggy.
Michael that's had already doggy. Adopted the dog that Silver's going to take.
A dog, which is now his dog, Wrigley.
And Silver's like, it's the best thing a friend has ever done.
Yeah. Because he did not want the dog.
I did not want that dog, yeah. I miss Michael Ray, man. I haven't seen him in a while, have we?
No, it's been a minute.
He's still
a
long pretty. Time.
He's still pretty.
Still good looking
pretty.
Dude.
Still, yeah. No, put on a great show. It was another one of the oceanfront shows out here. So
nice.
He literally was looking at the Atlantic for the whole show.
That's awesome.
And a new group we probably should get on that's also on Warner Brothers on his label called Walker County.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of things from them.
Yeah,
recently.
A couple of sisters and I think maybe 23, 26 year olds. That have been in Nashville for 10 years. They moved there when the younger sister was 16. So
why'd you have to throw the age in there?
Because they're very talented for their
age. For 16.
And I figure, you know, if they're under 25, Blake will come out.
Yeah. There you go. There it is.
We'll be right back. I got a question for you, Eric, because I want to know this. What was your favorite musician this weekend? Favorite show? Because we saw God knows how many.
That lineup destroys Stagecoach, pretty much any other festival. BOC put it together properly. Holy shit. I don't even know. That's tough. I mean, obviously the headliners, Luke and Jason, had that place rocking. But I mean, Russell always surprises
Russell
me.
Russell did really well. Yeah.
My guy, John Party, who obviously we go way back with Eddie.
Party. I mean,
love Party.
Party yeah. crushed it.
Party mm-hmm. and Hardy.
Mm-hmm. I mean, Mitchell Tenpenny's fucking PA system went out and only got to sing for 10 minutes and they
still
went
crushed
shit.
It. Yeah, they went for him. Shit.
Jimmy Allen, his, mm-hmm. If you ever get to go to a Jimmy show, he is super underrated because he just put his energy, stage presence is incredible, and his voice is insane.
So it's like, yeah, and you know, in country like music sometimes church, you don't necessarily need. Yeah, and you don't necessarily need a voice in country music sometimes, you know. But man, he could sing any genre. Like Jimmy's one of those guys who could sing in any genre.
He's got a hitting high notes like Shea yeah. Mooney. Mm-hmm. Like
mm-hmm. anybody who sings, what's the song from the movie? The fucking super
ballads?
Sad movie with Lady Gaga. No,
like ballad, Love Ballads.
Yeah, yeah. Well, what's that song? That movie with
Lady
Gaga.
He does kind of sing. What? He does Shallow? Kind of have.
Say it again, Eddie.
Gaga, Shallow.
Shallow, yeah. Anybody who can sing Shallow live yeah. and hit the high notes that Lady Gaga hits, like Jimmy can, that's when you know you're a hell of a singer.
Yeah, when you don't yeah. need a female to sing. Yeah, it exactly. With you. Yeah. Yeah, you're yeah. you've got good range.
Yep, yeah. So he's fun. My personally, dude, Jason Aldean was pretty incredible, especially for a Sunday night, guys. Yeah. They showed out for him, and The last 30 minutes of the set was like a rock show. It was crazy. It was so fun.
I remember talking with Sean and I know he told Jason, I was like, dude, be ready tonight. Cause Sean had never been mm-hmm. there. Who's Jason's tour manager. And he was like, nah, man, can't be that great. And David looked at him. He's like, dude, Jason's in his shit tonight.
Yeah. Oh, well, they were celebrating a new number one, his 25th yeah, number one.
Which is really cool.
Yeah. So we got to see, he was on one. He was on one that night.
Yeah. We got to party sure. with him a little bit after.
Yeah. We got to hang with him and the band afterwards. So that was fun to see. Luke Combs crushed it Thursday night, man.
He needs to stop making songs about rain because every time I feel like I see him recently, it is pouring out.
It was so dope though when he was singing that song, man. When Which it rains, one? It pours, and it was yeah. literally pouring.
Or like a hurricane. So
cool. Hurricane too is pouring. But I mean that I love his music so much, and he put on a hell of a show. Unfortunately, didn't get to see Thomas Rhett, but I'm sure everybody said he did put on a hell of a show. But yeah, it was a fun weekend. And then what are we doing this weekend? This weekend we are out in Scottsdale, Arizona this weekend playing a DJ set over at Hot Chick in Scottsdale. So if you're out there in that general area, come on out.
Which is pretty cool because that's where it all began for you.
2 years
First
ago.
Ever DJ set, February, Valentine's, yeah. February 2020.
Yeah, almost 2 years
I guess
ago.
A year and a half ago.
Year and a half ago was my first set there. So it'll be cool going back. I've gotten quite a bit better since yeah. then. So
he's actually going to play a full set instead of like 30, 45
I played
minutes this time.
45 minutes, I think, last time. Yeah, 45 minutes last time. And even that was intimidating. Now I'm playing, 2 hours and stuff.
So. And that place gets rowdy.
Rowdy, man. And they cram them in there. Mm-hmm. They fucking pack them in there. So I'm looking forward to that. This weekend will be a fun time. I'm not looking forward to the heat, though. Not looking forward to the heat.
No.
Yeah, never. I mean,
well, I guess we have a cold front coming in. That's still going to be 95, but
yeah, which actually honestly isn't that bad. Yeah, but the fact that we're getting lucky, I mean, the worst time impossible to go to Phoenix is mid July.
Yeah,
we decided to go out in mid July. But yeah, super looking forward to that this weekend. I don't know. I'm trying to think of any Bachelor news, but honestly, it's been a little bit boring on Bachelor Nation. I mean, other than the show, which we recap already, so.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. I'm trying to think. Any other new music, any new shows? What do you got going on, Eddie?
We're set till Jason. Jason kicks off his tour officially. So you guys were like not part of the tour. It's obviously a big festival, yeah. but the first night of his tour opens August 5th here.
Yeah. Cause they were about to go into 2 weeks of rehearsal leaving mm-hmm. Faster Horses
yep.
for the sure. tour.
That'd be cool.
Which maybe we go down there for that if you don't end up going to Canada.
I don't know. Like, if I don't go to, dude, I need a weekend off. We'll see, but we'll play it by ear. I haven't had a weekend off in like 2 months.
Hopefully, I'll have my plastic surgery done by then. And
yeah, right.
The nose will clear up quick. It's the lip. Yeah, that's
I think the nose was just the blood dripping down it that made it look bad. It was just a little scratch.
But that lip is going to be rough.
You're just so lucky you have a face for radio.
Right? I mean, can you imagine if I was like Blake and the only thing I had going for me was my beautiful face? Can you imagine? It would ruin me.
I'd be fucked, man. I'd be fucked.
For me, I damage the face and they're like, you know what? He's still got the same personality. That's the only reason I like him.
I don't know if you're noticing this looking at him right now, Blake. I don't know if it's the lighting or the angle, but it looks like your nose is a bit crooked to the right now, though.
Don't tell me that.
Are you seeing this or is this just in my camera?
No, I do see it a little bit, but I think it's the lighting.
I think it's the lighting.
It's the lighting.
Because you'd know if you broke your nose. If my nose was broken, I wouldn't be whining about some squeaks.
Yeah, you'd know. Yeah. You'd know. Oh, man. Good stuff. I'm glad you survived, Eddie. Yeah, cool, guys. Well, yeah, if you're out in Arizona, come to Hot Chicks Saturday. And otherwise, we'll talk again soon. We'll see you next week for a recap.
Recap on Monday or Tuesday morning.
Yeah, see you Monday for a recap. Behind the Rose is recorded live at the world-famous Grizzly Rose or wherever we happen to be. Be sure to go check out our Instagram at Behind the Rose Podcast and follow us so you always know when we drop a new episode. And give us all 5 of those stars. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time, Behind the Rose.